Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Today is, among other things, America's National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer officially started in 1952. Today, millions of Americans from many different faiths will unite in prayer from coast to coast. But first, let's back up and ask a serious question. Do we need such a day? After all, Christians, Jews, and Muslims, etc., etc., pray every day. Those who are not religious don't pray and should not be forced to pray. So what's the point? Is this day really going to heal our divided nation? Do we need a national day of prayer? First, I'll say what kind of prayer day we do not need. We don't need civil religion, a combination of religion and state that uses religion as an instrument of the state or the state as a sponsor of a particular brand of religion. This kind of religion tends to foster doctrinal disputes and arrogant forms of nationalism, assuming God is on our side and therefore wants us to win at war, succeed at business, and have happy insular families. America does not need that kind of religion or that kind of prayer. But there is an other kind of prayer day that reaches way back in our history. National days of prayer have precedents that go back to George Washington and the Continental Congress. That's right. George, before he was president, encouraged prayer for the nation back in 1775. Then President John Adams encouraged prayer in 1789 during our conflict with the French. Adams declared May 9, 1798 as a day of solemn humility, fasting, and prayer, during which citizens of all faiths were asked to pray that our country might be protected from the dangers which threaten it. On March 30, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation expressing the idea that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be but a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, and he designated the day of April 30, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer in the hope that God would respond by restoring our now divided and suffering country to its former happy condition of unity and peace. I find it instructive that the summons to national prayer by Washington, Adams, Lincoln, and the like were not triumphant drum rolls or sectarian proclamations. They were rather full of humble contrition for having committed sins of injustice on a wide scale. Lincoln believed the terrible conflict of the Civil War was God's punishment for the sin of slavery. These older prayers seemed a genuine expression of repentance and sorrow for sins, both personal and social, before Almighty God. These were not slick three-piece suit prayers, but sackcloth and ashes prayers, prayers of genuine contrition and sorrow for sins against those who were weak and disadvantaged. I believe this kind of prayer is sorely needed in our sadly divided nation today as much as ever. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.